friends. Luke is my name. I am delighted to see you. I am so glad you came, for I have a story like you have never heard. With glorious adventure in every word, it's filled with excitement and mystery too. And the best part of all, the story is true. I've written it all right here in this book, so sit back, enjoy, just listen and look. Haven't you heard? Was a simple, common, ordinary day. It began in an uneventful way. But ordinary days and everyday ways can become amazing days and ways. When we see what God has planned, we find adventure close at hand. So let us sneak a peek behind heaven's door, and we'll see what awaits in store.
Not
sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth.
I must be seeing things. Aren't you wearing angel wings?
And I sure am, and a halo too. And boy, have I got news for you. Greetings, Mary. I bring you good news. You are highly favored. The Lord is with you.
Who is this man talking to me? I don't understand. How can this be?
I bring you glad tidings of comfort and joy. You are having a baby, a sweet baby boy.
A baby boy? What does he mean? Maybe I'm sleeping. This must be a dream.
Do not be afraid. What I tell you is true. God's only son shall be born unto you.
Now that's impossible. I don't understand.
All things are possible in God's perfect plan.
Chapter 2. Caesar required a rendezvous. He ruled that everyone around must report at once to his own hometown. This was really quite silly of Caesar to say, but since he was Caesar, they had to obey. The entire consensus concerning the census was senseless and sad, but they packed up their load and traveled the road. It was really the only choice they had. And it came to pass in those days that there went a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And Joseph also went up from Galilee to the city of Nazareth in Judea, and to the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, opposed life, being great with child.
Tired travelers in the
Now when a baby boy or girl is born into this great big world, the proud papa always wears a smile. He can't wait to tell it to everyone about the life that's just begun, just how much he loves his little child. And since God is a papa too, he sent announcements to a few. It was almost amazing sort of sight when right before some shepherd's eyes, angels filled the starry skies to tell the tidings on that joyous night.
Maybe I'm just seeing things, but aren't you wearing angel wings?
I sure am, and a halo too, and boy, have I got news for you.
Abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard in the wondered at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Yeah. We've studied ancient writings and searched the starry skies.
Maybe someday scholars will say that we were once wise.
But all our worldly wisdom fades away somehow in the glory of his presence as we bow before him now.
It has been quite an astonishing story, remarkable yet true. And I believe that you should know it all took place for you. For we are all God's children and we are dear to him. God gave us his only son to bring us near him. But my story isn't over. You have a part to play, so come, let us adore him. Born in your heart today.